Glad to be joined on the KSRO live line with Chris Rogers, Santa Rosa City Councilman. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I heard a lot of talk about you over the weekend and your participation in the 24-hour protest, talking to people about Santa Rosa's budget. A lot of people said they didn't know much about it to begin with and were in a much more educated state by the time you were done.
Well, thanks, Pat. We had a lot of youth leaders from our community who put together this 24-hour protest. That was both a way to make sure folks were listening and then also to directly talk with others who are interested about how to enact the types of changes that they want to see in policing around Sonoma County and specifically in Santa Rosa, Pat. They did an incredible job of organizing, and it was very well attended by folks.
Yeah, that's for sure. And were you there Saturday night, Chris? We're going to be talking much more about the protest Saturday night and the car that intruded upon that protest. Were you there at that point?
No, Pat. By that point, I had gone home. I'd already been out for a couple of hours helping to teach the budget and had made it home, but did receive phone calls right after it happened.
Yeah, much to talk about still on the minds of many, many people. All right, since you were talking about the budget on Saturday, let's talk about the city council today, because budget, our budget, the number one agenda item.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. It was a pretty good warm-up for what should be a very lengthy city council meeting and discussion today. In particular, as you know, we'll be talking in depth about the police budget, what that actually looks like. And for your viewers, we have what is called Measure O, which does dictate the percentage of the general fund that has to go to police services.
Yeah.
And so we'll be discussing within that both what we are hearing from the public around the idea of having police not respond to things such as medical calls and particularly mental health calls. And we'll also be talking about what we already do in those regards, Pat.
Yeah, very important information for all of us at this point. What about the budget itself, Chris? Because we know cuts are coming. We don't know how big they're going to be or in what areas. Is that information on the agenda too?
Yeah, it is, Pat. And as you know, looking at our budget for the next couple of years, it is going to be a bit of a challenge. The modeling shows that we have about a $72 million deficit over 6 years, based primarily because of COVID, but there are some other issues as well. And that started this year with an immediate impact of about $18 million, where we had to figure out how to either cut or defer, all while trying to also assist our community putting out their small business grants and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge this year, Pat.
Very much so. So what's the actual timeline in terms of discussion about the budget and the time when we actually hear about what services may be cut, what jobs may be cut, or how the city is moving forward?
Yeah, that's tonight, Pat. So we've actually been having these discussions for the last couple of months to the extent that we could.
Yeah.
We've been having our public budget meetings as well. And with the legislature finalizing their budget here in the last couple of days, it's become more clear to us on what assistance we're going to be able to rely on from the federal and the state government. So we have gone through and we have proposed what our cuts are going to look like. We also, it's worth mentioning, have been in the middle of a reorganization for the last 2 years as well. And that is trying to address some structural issues that remained in our budget after the Tubbs fire. So we really are doing a lot, and it's going to be a really lengthy conversation today, Pat.
Yes, it will be. Anything you want to share with us as of this morning?
Well, I mean, as of this morning, Pat, I'm sure folks are still continuing to call in as they can. They're still emailing in as they can, and then they'll be able to be actually on the Zoom meeting as well to give their input. This is really what makes the city go. It is how you dedicate and show your priorities to the community is where you spend your money. And so that's why it's such an important conversation for folks to be able to weigh in on. It is as I said, a lengthy process that's been months in the making. This is the culmination of it. We just need to make sure that when we put out our budget, we are funding the things that we know we need to do to get through recovery in the next couple of months.
Is there a place in that budget or in that process, Chris, to have another look at it in another couple of months, 2 or 3 months, when the city can have a better handle on exactly how much this pandemic is going to cost us?
Yeah, we do review it periodically. I think we are set to review it again in September once we see a little bit more. But one of the challenges, Pat, is that from the state side, that they did defer filing of taxes. And we have talked about deferring some business taxes. And all of those things are good to help folks get through COVID, but that also makes it a nightmare to try to plan your budget around because you don't typically have that so late in the year. So we will be looking at it again in September. We do also have a giant wild card, which is the PG&E settlement money and what that is going to look like for our budget. Obviously, every council member is going to tell you we don't want to balance a one-time deficit with those dollars from PG&E. But at the same time, there may be some ways that we can push out additional programs in the short term to help folks get through COVID and get through fire recovery. So we'll be having that conversation as well.
Very good. It will be a very exciting Santa Rosa City Council meeting. One more thing for you, Chris, and that is that clearing out of the homeless encampments, most of them underneath Highway 101 overpasses, has been on the docket for a while, scheduled to now take place. It's been delayed because of the pandemic. Are we still scheduled? Is the city still scheduled to clear out those encampments beginning tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right, Pat. And as I understand it, the county is supposed to be done testing folks by today. Obviously, we do not want to scatter people and have them end up spreading illness if they are, in fact, infected throughout our community. So what they are doing is they're making sure that it's safe. And then anybody who is driven by, I think, understands that it has become its own health and safety issue there, even absent COVID, and that it is time for the city to intervene and to try to put people in, quite frankly, a more appropriate place, whether it is SSU, whether it is Finley, or some of our other services that are out there. It is in the best interest of everybody for us to help clean that up. But we have to do it right, and we have to make sure that we are not moving folks who are, in fact, infected.
Very good, Chris. Appreciate you being here this morning, and time for you to rev up for that elongated city council meeting today. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. You take care.